I'm always happy to be talking with Pauletta Hansel because it almost always means we will hear some of her fine poetry. She has published 4 collections of poetry, the most recent being The Lives We Live in Houses and What I Did There. Her poems have been published in a number of publications, including the Atlanta Review and Appalachian Journal. A poem of hers was recently featured on the Writer's Almanac. She's editor of Pine Mountain Sand and Gravel and continues to teach the craft of poetry as a spiritual practice. Her awards include 2 Ohio Arts Council grants and being named Ohio Poet of the Year. Tonight we're going to talk about her latest collection of poems, which is titled Tangle. Pauletta, welcome back.
Thanks, Barbara.
Let's start with the title poem, which is Tangle.
Okay, thank you. Tangle. Even the fuller brush could not unwind the wad of curls that grew not down, obedient to neck and spine, but all around my stubborn head. It took both clippers and sharp teeth of thinning shears to tame the wildness from my mother's sight.
Thank you. I love this word, tangle. It's so intriguing. And if I heard your words correctly, not only your hair was tangled, but there's the normal mother-daughter kind
right,
of tangle going
exactly.
on. So say something more about this and why you wanted to memorialize it, so to speak.
My mother and I, and actually my whole family, has heads full of curly hair. But one of my kind of earliest memories of my mother is walking down the street with her and some friend commenting on my pretty hair and me telling them very proudly that my mother made it. But we grew up in different times, although we both had the same streak of independence as well as the same hair. And so for my mother, she was not allowed to cut her curly hair because it was seen as being, you know, against what the Lord would have wanted, because a woman's hair is her glory. And so I, on the other hand, grew up when long hair was all the rave, and mine never grew down. It only grew out, but not for lack of trying. But there was sort of a constant battle with each of us kind of coming from our own kind of childhood perspective.
So from what I recall, this is your largest collection of poems to date and cover diverse places, people, mm-hmm. settings. So they're organized in a very interesting way. So do you mm-hmm. want to talk about those different sections sure. of the anthology?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is actually my largest collection. It runs about, maybe 100 and some pages. And it is a collection of poems written between probably about 2011 and 2015. It's divided into sections, as really all of my books are. I think I am at heart a storyteller, and so when I put poems together for a collection, I think about what story the book tells and what story the individual sections tell. And so there are sections that kind of are my current life, and then a section called Familial Tremors that really reaches back more to my childhood as well as to my life with my aging mother. And then What She Leaves Behind is about my own childhood. Memento Mori is about people I've lost over the years, both recent and farther back. And then a final section called What Called Me, which tends to deal more with the spiritual nature of life.
You referred to Memento Mori, and mm-hmm. it's such a poetic phrase in itself. But tell us what that is, and then I want to ask you to read a poem
sure.
from that section.
Memento Mori, basically it means, you know, a memory of the dead that has some relationship to that person, like a lock of hair or a picture or... And so I've chosen as my Memento Mori's poems that speak to me of the people I've lost.
So the poem you're going to read is about a very close friend, Joe Enzweiler, who right. was himself a wonderful poet and who sadly is no longer with us. So will you read April?
April, yes. For Joe, April. It's not about what's new and green, the underbelly of leaves, each with its own signature of touch. This one, rough as winter's skin. This one, the rubber of scar. It's not the dandelions, impossibly yellow as a child's drawing of 100 suns, nor the bird that darts now from the bushes, the low hum of wings against his small missile of body. Still, there is something of spring that holds a small piece of your death, breaking as easily in my hand as bark from a fallen limb. Maybe it's about what does not come back alive. The rosebush, brittle brown, with thorns that snap like small bones. The storm-torn ground beneath the pear, still red and open as a wound that refuses to heal. It could be the white-winged moth flitting alone from leaf to loosening bud, the one persistent cardinal calling for a mate. Soon there'll be a cacophony of color, voices, everywhere life creating more. But now it's April that shows us what survived and what has not, one against the other.
When you read or revisit a poem about someone who you loved and is no longer here, what does that bring up for you?
With this particular poem, because it is so sensorial and was written at a particular place in a particular time, I think what comes up for me so much in reading this poem is the memory of writing that poem and what those feelings were. I was simply responding to the environment around me and did not necessarily know as I was starting the poem that it was going to be a memento mori, that it was going to be a memorial poem. But my friend Joe died in April, and, you know, April is a time when things really are bumping up against each other, where there's life and death sort of all in one place, and you don't know what's going to come back and what isn't.
And time to move on to the living as
yeah.
well. So it's time for a last poem, and it's a loving tribute to your husband.
To my husband, repotting my root-bound tree. More roots than dirt now in the pot where I'd plopped it long before you found me. I would have left them tangled. You unearthed your tools, screwdriver, hammer, saw. Mostly by hand, you set right again what I'd forsaken.
It's great to be with you and hear just a taste of the abundance in this very rich volume of poetry. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Pauletta Hansel about her latest collection of poems, which is titled Tangle. It was published by our very own Dos Madres Press. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.